Connie. I'm from a green zone. So good to be here. A bit about me. I don't know if you guys can tell in this kind of big theatre. I'm quite a long human being. I'm 6'2", right? Yeah. For people at the back, it's like 6 subways plus a little bit of a subway. Like, this is a maxi dress. No, it's very good to be gigging again. It's been very lovely. What I haven't missed is some comments that I get after shows, though. I had a gig recently in New Zealand, and this guy came up to me after the show, and he said, "Hey, can I say something sexist?" I was like, I didn't realise you guys were becoming self-aware. Shit, they're evolving, you know. And I wanted to be like, no, right? But it was sort of coming up to comedy festival time. I was running low on material. I was like, hit me. Don't actually hit me. But he did that thing that you quite often get as a woman in comedy, where it's just sort of like a classic, oh, I don't usually find women... often doing this with their arms. Don't usually find women funny, but you're right, right? And it's not like it was like full-blown sexism, you know. It's not like he was like, hey, can I say something sexist? I don't think you should be able to vote, you know. It was just kind of eased in there. But, you know, I think us ladies have this problem too, you know. We're not completely innocent. I realised this when I was playing a game of Articulate. You know the game Articulate, right? It's a board game where you get words on a card and you've got to describe the word without using the word, right? And I was playing it with a group of friends of mine. There was 4 men and 4 women, and they gave a very different answer to the same question, right? And I kind of want to try it maybe with this front section of the crowd, because I see there's a few couples, I feel. It's quite a good chance to test this out, right? I'm going to give you the prompt that we gave our friends, and I just want you to shout out the first thing that pops into your head. Does that sound okay? Are you ready? When you run out of money, you file for... The answer's bankruptcy. But I love that. So it's going to be an awkward ride home for all of you. I've actually got out of the dating game recently. I entered a relationship. It's been great because I hated the dating game, right? Some of you guys might be back in it soon. But it's what I found the hardest about it was when you're on the apps and everything, right? You're on Tinder, and you're chatting to someone who seems quite nice, right? And then you meet up with that person, and within 30 seconds, you're like, fuck, I hate you, right? And I've had to work out like an escape plan, you know, when I was dating. And I thought I'd share it with you guys because I think it's quite helpful, right? If you're ever on a date with someone and they're quite boring, what you do is you just, if you sit at a table or something, you know, you just slowly inch your seat away. Just very, very slowly, inch by inch, until you're back home again. Works every time, and you get a free chair. So thank you very much, guys. I've been Melanie Braithwaite. Have a good night. Cheers.
is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Mann!
There you go. Welcome to the Liam Burke Show. With me, Liam Burke. And in the background, you have Rammstein with Angst. It was a kind of a weird video, and I just always liked a bit of Rammstein. So we decided to play that on the show. And before that, you had Melanie Bracewell with How to Escape a Boring Date. Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. Here we are for another week, and I do hope you enjoyed Bridges by Altered Lions Band. But we have that again coming up this week. And as I said last week, so good. We played it twice. And I've an album I received in the post on CD from Mr. Tony Smith, and it is Tone Songs Volume 1, and I'm going to play a track from that as well. So lots of great music still to come throughout this show this week, and can you believe it? We're already in May. Where is the time going? Just unbelievable. Before you know it, it'll be Rory Gallagher time in Ballyshannon, which I'm going to play a track from Rory as well later on in the show. But in the meantime, here is Black Sabbath with Fairies Wear Boots. We'll be right back. Black Sabbath and Fairies Wear Boots. Bet you didn't know that. But of course they need to. Comfortable feet. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend gone by. We got a lot of rain here in Ireland. Of course, it was a bank holiday weekend, so why wouldn't we? You know, no point in sun coming out. It waits till we go back to work during the week. Then it gets warmer and the sun comes out. Actually, it's warm at the minute. It's hitting up 20 degrees near enough. So I hope it's warm wherever you are and summer weather starting to come in. Because God knows we need it at this stage. But the months are flying past anyway. Anyway, more great music. And here is Motorhead with Hoor House Blues.
Well, we come up from the gutter, the wrong side of the tracks. Yeah, we come up from the gutter, wrong side of the tracks. You know the music brought us out, babe, and we ain't never been back. 'Cause we went city to city, all around the world. Yes, we went city to city, all around the world. You know it never looked like enough, honey, even after 30 years. 'Cause we come blazing like a shooting star, and we light you up real good. We come blazing like a shooting star, and we light you up real good. We're gonna hit you like a flash of lightning, just like a bad boy would. Make your name.
Motorhead and Hoor House Blues. Absolutely cracking. It's, I don't know how many years now, is it since Lemmy died? Another one gone. I've a couple of tracks I want to play you, side by side. Three tracks, if you like. And the first one is from the Altered Lions band. And it is, of course, Bridges Cracking Track. And then we've got Aviator Shades, which has a front man from over around Summer Hill, Trim direction. And that's Ready to Blow. And then, of course, I've got Tony Smith's from Tone Songs, Volume 1. I'm going to play a track from that as well. Anyway, here is Altered Lions Band with Bridges. Tell you, we don't realise how lucky we are with the local music that's around. That is Altered Lions Band and Bridges. They are phenomenal. They get it coming around. Go check them out. I'm looking forward to seeing them somewhere local, hopefully very soon. That, of course, is Altered Lions Band. Go to alteredlionsband.com and check out where they are. If see if they're in a place near you. Here's another great band, and it is, of course, Aviator Shades with Ready to Blow. We'll be right back. There you go. That's Aviator Shades. Absolutely fantastic. Check them out on YouTube. And now we've got a great track from Tone Songs from Mr. Tony Smith. And I got a little note inside the record, inside the CD sleeve that says, thanks for your support. Catch you up soon. And here is Tony Smith with Weekend Warriors.
It's a long road, many turn and wind.
There you go, the legendary Tony Smith from the album Tone Songs Volume 1. That is Weekend Warriors, and I'm looking forward to meeting up with Tony soon. Hopefully we might catch him up at Ballyshannon. With a bit of luck, he'll be knocking around, so it'll be great to catch up with Tony. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone at Ballyshannon, which is about a month away at this stage, which is fantastic because I haven't seen them in a couple of years, and it'll be great to catch up again with people. Anyway, time for more comedy, and this time around it's Nick Cody at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I am a dad. I've got two little ones. I think my favourite part about being a parent is I never know how each day will begin. I remember pre-kids how every day started. Hungover and whenever the fuck I wanted it to. Now, who knows? Every day is a mystery. My son Charlie is three. He sleeps in bed with my wife and I. A little while back, 5 a.m, Saturday morning, I just hear, Dad. Dad, Dad, Dad. Dad, 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 Dad. I roll over to where Charlie usually is in the bed. He's not there. The mystery begins. Dad, 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 Dad. Dad, Dad, Dad. I flick on the bedside lamp, start looking around the room. Where the fuck? Oh, there he is. He's near the bedroom door. My three-year-old has pulled off his nappy and he's just stretching his foreskin as far as he can stretch it. Dad, 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 Dad. Dad, Dad, Dad. He's not happy. He's not sad. He's not excited. He's not angry. He's just Dad, 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 Dad. Just a toddler having a crack at something new. And that's how that day began for me, because I don't know about everybody else in here tonight. Once I've seen a stretch 4E, I'm up and about. You know, I don't know. You can go back to sleep after that. There's something wrong with you. You're a broken unit. I think the hardest part of the last few COVID years for myself and my family was a hotel quarantine stint in Brisbane. It was during stage 4 lockdown here in Melbourne. We got to go up to Brisbane. We had to do 2 weeks in a hotel room. My wife, myself, and our toddler. And we all snapped on the same day. Day 9. Together. As a family. Losing the fucking plot. I remember it well. I was changing my son's nappy on the floor. There was a knock at the door. Now, the hotel quarantine program in Queensland, 3 times a day, the army drops off meals. And that too ran their hotel quarantine program, the army and the police. And it worked out a lot better than our hotel quarantine program. Which is weird, isn't it? Like, fuck, who would have thought that using the police and the army would have worked out better than just hiring some fucking randoms on WhatsApp? There's a knock at the door. My son's fully nude on the floor. I'm changing his nappy. My wife answers the door, expecting to see our lunch on the ground. But there was no lunch. There must have been a knock at another door in the hallway. But in the few seconds that that front door was open, our son spotted a path to freedom. He snuck out from under my legs and ran fully nude down the hallway of the quarantine hotel. And my wife and I just let him go. Like, see ya, mate. We just shut the door behind him. Sat down on the bed for a sec. We're like, fucking, how good is this? Who? This is the best. Who fucking invited him? He sucks. He's... Was that your call? He's hard work. A few minutes later, there's a knock on the door. And it's a member of the Australian Army holding our fully nude son. I said, hey, Mr. Cody, just want to let you know that we just caught your child urinating on an elevator. And we're just wondering if you and your wife would be interested in letting your son play rugby league. He's still up there now as the captain of the Broncos under fours. They love him. Every Mad Monday, he's doing the stretch 4E. They're like, Charlie, you loose unit. Hey, have a ripper rest of the night.
See you later. Take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train. No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. Think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours. There's nothing much to do, and you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was.
Oh,
There you go, that's Metallica and Turn the Page, the old Bob Seger song, and it's from the album Garage Incorporated. Go check it out. Fantastic. Now, I did say that I'm looking forward to meeting up with old friends over the next while in Ballyshannon and Bundoran, which would be phenomenal to meet them all again after 3 years. And I want to play you something that I don't play the whole time on the Rory Gallagher song list. And this one is a track called Easy Come, Easy Go.
Easy come, that easy go.
There you go, Mr. Rory Gallagher. And Easy Come, Easy Go from the album Jinx. And over the next couple of weeks, I will play more of Rory Gallagher to get us ready for the Ballyshannon Rory Gallagher Festival. Looking forward to it, can't wait. It'll be just phenomenal to see everyone again and have the crack and listen to music for a whole weekend. Here is Led Zeppelin with Black Dog.
Hey, hey, mama.
Hey, hey, mama, said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Wave.
got silence on my radio. Let the airwaves flow. Let the airwaves flow. Oh, I am sleeping under strange, strange skies. Just another madman day on the road. My dreams is fading.
There you go, the Stolen Bones with Moonlight Mile. Now, I have comedy coming up for you very shortly, but in the meantime, here's a little bit of one of my favourite bands, and it is, of course, The Doors with Love Her Madly.
Say
They Go the Doors and Love Her Medley. Time for more comedy, and this time around I've got comedy from Lloyd Langford at the Melbourne Festival, because it's all new stuff. I liked to play some new stuff, and that's why I'm hitting the Melbourne Comedy Festival, because it's only done this year. Here is Lloyd Langford at the Melbourne Festival.
I've only got 4 minutes, so I have no time for context. I was in Narita International Airport in Japan once, and I wanted a massage, but all of the massage places were closed, and I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do, and then I found a automatic robotic massage chair. 200 yen, right? It's a couple of bucks. And all the signage was in Japanese, but there was one sign in English that said, "This chair will do a scan of your body and then tailor the massage to your particular needs." Yeah, in hindsight, too bold a claim. I was like, I got a pocket full of change here I can't get rid of, you know. There's no way of getting rid of it. I could have waited, actually, until the flight to Melbourne was just about to land, you know, and the air hostesses come round with, like, a sack. And they're like, if anyone's got any foreign coins they don't want anymore, then pop them in here and we'll change them up and spend them on vodka. And amphetamines. I was thinking, no, 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 you orange-faced trickstress. This is going in my newfound automatic robotic massage chair. So I sat in the chair like that, right? I put the coins in. First thing that happened is the chair grabbed me around the ankles. I wasn't expecting that, right? You put your legs in these channels and they close around your calves. I was like, all right, fuck, I'm in for the full 10. And then the chair did the scan. It was like, boom, boom. And what the chair decided my specific need was at this moment of my life was to do a very large poo. Something I was completely unaware of. But the fucking chair knew. And then it started squeezing my body to that particular aim. You know when you've got like a tube of toothpaste, right? And you know there's some in the end, but you're really gonna have to roll it out. It was kind of like that, but I was like, what's gonna come out of me isn't gonna be minty fresh. I am about to shit myself in Narita International Airport and then get on a 10-hour flight to Melbourne. You know, when you have a massage, you want your body to be relaxed, you know, but there's one very specific part of your body you don't want to relax under any circumstances whatsoever. That is your anal sphincter. I'm trying not to shit myself, you know, I'm in a panic. Then the chair randomly just started punching me in the back of the head. Like that, right? In the back of the head, yeah. I was like a fucking night out in Perth. Just, no, 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 no. Don't clap, I haven't got time. I got 20 fucking seconds left. I'm nowhere near the end of the routine. Now I've made myself laugh and I've run out of time. You fucking dogs. Look, I'll level with you. Like, this bit isn't even in the show. So, like, if you liked it, like, come and see the show. Like, there'll be other jokes. And if you didn't like it, then come and see the show. It won't be
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. You're damn right.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, it's Goldust.
Until you've been beside a man, you don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. You don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go.
Oh, blame it on midnight. Ooh, shame on the moon.
Mr. Bob Seger and Shame on the Moon. If you've a list of 15, 20 songs, why not knock them up? Don't knock them up. Why don't you write them down and send them to me on the Liam Burke Show, and I'll do my best to play them. And if there's a band out there you reckon are pretty good and are from your neck of the woods, why not send them, get them to send me their song as well? And I'd only be too happy to play that for you as well and for them. Now, what have I got for you? Still a few more songs before we finish off this week. Here is AC/DC from the album Jailbreak from 1974, and it's Soul Stripper.
We'll be right back.
AC/DC and Soul Stripper from the 1974 Jailbreak album. Yes, a couple more tracks before I finish off this week. And one, I haven't played Dire Straits for a long time, so I want to play this one. And here is Dire Straits with Once Upon a Time in the West.
Thank you.
There you go. A real upbeat kind of song. It's Dire Straits and Once Upon a Time in the West. Now, just coming toward the end of the show for me this week on the Liam Burke Show. And I've got one more track to leave you with. Until next week, I want to say to you, stay safe. See you all soon. And see some of you very soon with Pat McManus Band playing on Friday night in Drumcondrit. And then the next outing we'll see them at will be at the Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon, which I'm looking forward to getting back and seeing everyone again, as I said about a million times already. So don't forget, hit me up if you need anything, any songs to be played, any bands you know out there that I might like, why not throw them my way as well. Here is Bad Company, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show with No Smoke Without a Fire. Till next week, take it easy, see you all very soon.